And it's ETF of the Week time here on Money Life. This, of course, the spot where we talk with Tom Lydon, the editor of ETF Trends. He joins us each week on Thursdays to give us his pick for the ETF of the week. Now, sometimes it is something that, like, hey, it's crossed the trend lines and you need to buy this now. Sometimes it's something new or different that he wants you to look at. Sometimes it's something that maybe he's thinking you should run away from. But you never can tell what it's going to be in advance. The flip side of it is, if you want more information, not just on the ETFs we discuss, but on all things ETF related, then you want to go to ETFtrends.com. You want to follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. ETF Trends is at ETF Trends. But right now, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends is on Money Life. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the ETFS, Physical Palladium Shares ETF, ticker symbol PALL.
Okay, so Physical Palladium, ETFS, Physical Palladium Shares, PALL. You know, palladium, when people think about commodity metals, is not the first thing that usually comes to mind. So why are you looking at palladium now?
Well, you're right, Chuck. First of all, people have not been thinking about commodities recently. Commodities in general across the board have been hammered. So a lot of people have jettisoned their commodity allocations. But the question is, at what point in time do you actually look at commodities? And over time, there are a lot of academics and there are a lot of smart people on Wall Street that say commodities should play a role in your portfolio. However, if you follow the trends, that might be another way to play commodities. And with this physical palladium shares ETF and palladium itself, it just now was going above its 200-day average after being down below its long-term trend line for an extended period of time. It's not acting along the lines of other commodities like silver, like gold, and maybe part of that is because of the recent attention of two things. Number one, car sales continue to increase, and 90% of palladium or cars within gasoline engines actually use palladium within catalytic converters. So here's a way where demand is actually helping drive the price recently. So even though general commodity prices have declined, demand for palladium because of the increase in car sales and the increase in usage within catalytic converters, that's something that's very important. Number two, though, the recent news with Volkswagen and the fact that they've fudged their EPA numbers with their diesel cars may have some folks on Wall Street thinking that diesel cars versus gasoline-powered engines, especially with lower oil prices, might be a greater shift that's on. So if people start shifting away from diesel and move over to gasoline, that again may increase the demand for catalytic converters and the demand for palladium. If this all comes to pass, who knows? But as we've talked about before with opportunities in the marketplace, the numbers are showing that there's a greater demand for palladium, thus this ETF. And if you can track it on its 200-day average, here may be another opportunity when pretty much 90% of ETFs right now are below their 200-day average based on corrections in both equities here domestically and overseas.
But as you started this, you talked about how folks have been backing away from their commodity allocations. So is this come back with your commodity allocation? I mean, I don't think most folks would say, okay, if I want a commodity allocation, let me make it 100% palladium. So what's the appropriate use of this fund in a bigger, broader portfolio?
Yeah, I think there are two good points here. Number one, and many folks will be talking about this as we come on the end of 2016, for those unloved areas of the market, like commodities, like emerging markets that have been battered pretty hard this year, do they not deserve a place in your portfolio? Or if you're following a disciplined asset allocation strategy, you have to make sure that after it's declined and you're rebalancing at the end of the year, that you actually do it. So I think that's part of the discipline that's really the toughest to stick to. Whether you decide on palladium or palladium is just a portion of your commodity allocation, that's a whole other story. But number two, if you're looking for opportunistic ideas for the ETF space, this is something where maybe you have cash on hand because you've lightened up as the market's been a little bit challenged lately. And if you do, and you find yourself more of a trading mentality, look at palladium, and there may be the beginning of a long-term trend that would be in place. So I'm not going to give a specific dollar amount because from a trading aspect, that's really going to depend on the individual. But we do, from time to time, with these exciting conversations we have, try to point out opportunities of new trends that may be developing and the fundamental aspects behind them, and most importantly, the technical aspects.
And again, this is one of those trends that's developing. So 200-day moving average here?
That's right.
Okay, so it's the 200-day moving average. We're in the right spot for it now. That's what's going to be your trigger as you're watching it. And hopefully it'll stay north of it. And that would be outstanding because that would mean it would keep on trending. It's the ETF of the week, the ETFS, Physical Palladium Shares, ticker symbol PALL. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends. For more information, go to ETFTrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. All right, we're off to a great start on the Thursday edition of Money Life, but there's much more to come. So don't touch that dial, settle back and relax. We'll be back with much more Money Life right after this message.